This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Conducting our service today is the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Cassette tapes, printed copies, and CDs of today's service are available. Information on how to order will be given at the close of the program. We are happy to have you worship with us today and every Sunday on this station.
What do our youth believe when it comes to the future of Christianity and the Church of Jesus Christ? We're going to talk about this today in the service. Let us pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the youth of our church. Thank you for those who know you as a very personal God who has sent your Son to be the Savior of the world, to free us from our sins, and to reunite us into a personal relationship with you. We thank you for parents who love the Lord and have been anxious to raise their children in that faith. And we thank you for churches with pastors who are tremendously concerned and lay people who love the Lord too. Bless us all as we shape the church by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. Jesus found me, all my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. Take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me. Someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and
What do our youth believe when it comes to the future of the church? We're going to talk about this today, and the people with us are these young people. It's good for us to hear what they believe, what they see, as far as the future of the Christian faith is concerned in the days which are ahead. They are my two grandchildren. Mark is 20 years old and a student at Drake University. Sarah is 15 years old and will be a sophomore at the Cedar Falls High School. We welcome them, and we pray that through their testimony, you will have your hearts lifted to see that Christ is still alive and that he lives in the hearts of our young people. Mark and Sarah, I am proud to have you share with me the Christian Crusaders program for this August 14th. Your older brother Tim was our guest on the program for 3 years, and now he has graduated from the University of Iowa and is working as an investment banker in Chicago. Mark, you'll be returning to Drake University in a few days to begin your third year of college, and Sarah, you'll be a sophomore at Cedar Falls High School. Today, I want to talk with you about your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Let me begin with you, Mark. I remember the night you stood before 1,000 people in our church. It was Good Friday, and you confessed your faith in Jesus Christ as Savior. That's 3 years ago now, and you're a university student. Tell us about your faith. Is it going? What is it doing for you? And are you confronted with temptations every day where your faith really comes into action?
Yeah, I'd say definitely compared to that night I gave that Good Friday talk, I'd say it's my faith has definitely grown by leaps and bounds. Just since going away to college, I'd say I've become more mature and more dedicated in my faith, and it's become more of a daily commitment rather than just a Sunday thing at church or a Wednesday thing at church. I think I've become better at making Jesus the primary focal point of every day. As for temptations, I mean, obviously there's a lot more daily temptations out there as a college student than there were growing up here in Cedar Falls and in high school and such. But I think my faith is stronger now than it was then, and the more maturity and greater strength of the faith definitely makes it easier to avoid the temptations that are thrown at you.
Thank you very much, Mark. It's just a joy to hear you say that. We've talked about it on an individual basis, and when we've been together as a family, that seems to be one of the main topics of the family. Christ has been very real to us, and that leads us into this. Do you see the importance of the Christian home? And first, Sarah, I'm going to ask you to say a few words here, and then Mark, if you'll blend in afterwards. Will you do that? There you go.
I think the Christian home is very important because it helps you every day. I mean, you grow up in a Christian home, you get taken to church every day, and that's how your faith starts. And granted, when you become a certain age, you have to make the faith your own. But growing up in a Christian home, you learn your values, and you go to church, and you're just brought up, and you learn a lot. And I think that growing up in a Christian home was great for Mark, Tim, and I.
Yeah, I think Sarah really hit the nail right on the head there. Just from our experience, we had the privilege of growing up in a great Christian home. There are a lot of things our parents instilled in us that obviously wanted us to work hard in school, work hard at activities, be really polite and proper, behave well and all that. But all that was a product of the Christian faith, and everything they were about was making our faith in Christ and making our relationship with him number one. That was always the number one thing that they stressed, and if it wasn't for that, I don't know where my faith would be right now. It certainly wouldn't be as strong, so we were very blessed in that respect. But yeah, I think Sarah hit it right on the head there.
Thank you very much. Now, we have the Christian home, and as you've confessed, you are fortunate and blessed to have a father and mother who really trusted Christ as Savior, and an older brother who kind of paved the way for you. The church is also very important, isn't it? And what it has to do, why don't you just ramble on a little bit? There's nothing so formal about this. Just ramble on and tell what the church and its youth activities, its morning worship service, and everything else has done in helping you build that faith that holds on to Jesus Christ. Sarah, you want to?
Yeah, Grandpa, the church is really important. I mean, you go there, and it seems like worship is the time where it's a daily walk with Jesus, and reading your Bible and doing devotions are good, but going to church and being surrounded with other believers is so important. And the youth programs here in Cedar Falls are absolutely great. Our youth directors do great things for the kids, and you can grow so much in your faith here. And the church, if you go to a great church, you hear the gospel every day, and it just helps you grow as a Christian. And it's so important to hear the gospel because it brings so many people to faith in Christ. So I think a good church is very important.
Yeah, obviously, Sarah got it right on the head again. The church is very important. Obviously, Sunday worship service is very key. Worshiping Christ, hearing His Word, and having fellowship with other people. But just to kind of go on and on about the youth program, I obviously thought those opportunities were great growing up, but I've really seen it since I've gone away to college, because the friends I've met there from other communities, I don't think they were as blessed. Even the ones who have grown up in strong Christian homes, I don't think they've been as blessed to have as much youth involvement in that way as we had in junior high and high school. And I think that was another very important thing. So we were quite blessed in that way.
Mark, while you're here at the mic, why don't you explain a little bit about the caravan program that went on, and perhaps then, Sarah, you can talk about the LUG program as to what this church is doing to try to reach into the hearts of these young people.
Okay, I went on the caravan trip 3 years in high school. It's just basically a trip. I think every year I went, there were something like 400 kids, grades 9 to 12 in high school. And when I went, we went to the Great Lakes 1 year, Colorado 1 year, and then to Florida, Disney World, all that kind of stuff the last year. And, they set up a lot of fun activities to get a lot of kids onto the trip. I think that's the first key, to get a lot of kids onto the trip. And kids on the trip come from all walks of life. You know, we had been in the church and been Christians for some time, and along with a lot of my friends. But then I had other friends who were kind of lukewarm, had grown up in lukewarm church homes. And then I had a couple friends who were not believers going on the trip. And you really have kids from all different walks of life. And the emphasis on that trip is to bring everybody closer in their relationship to Christ. A lot of kids make first-time commitments. I know I have a couple good friends who committed their lives to Christ on a caravan trip, and since that day have been very strong believers. So the trip is a real powerful youth ministry tool around here. It's a great thing.
Grandpa, you wanted me to talk about LUGs, and LUGs are really important in Cedar Falls, and a lot of the Christian youth here are in them. They're just small groups, and sometimes they're same gender, and sometimes you have boys and girls, but you're with one of the youth directors, and you just talk about your life, and then sometimes you have Bible studies, but it's just really good because it helps you grow a lot in your faith and know that you're surrounded by good Christian friends who can help you grow and help you through hard times and just have a good time. Sometimes it's just great to have one of those. It helps you in your faith a lot.
Sarah, while you're here, tell me now, LUG, what does that stand for? Do you remember?
I think it stands for Living Under God.
Living Under God. I know that what you discuss there is very confidential. You don't even have to tell Mom or Dad or anybody else. So I'm not asking you to become specific, but general. What would be a question that some young person might bring to the LUG group that is bothering her or him, and she or he needs some help from their peers as well as from the leader? Can you help out there?
Yeah, a lot of the questions are things that have to do in our culture today, like about drinking. Drinking's becoming a lot more of an issue now as we're going to high school, and just things with friends and family, just struggles you have with that in school. Just everyday things that we encounter a lot are the most common things that are brought up.
Okay, now, Mark, you made the big leap from Cedar Falls, Iowa, about 110 miles south, to Drake University in the big city of Des Moines. You knew you were going to go to church on Sunday. How did you go about finding a church that you knew would serve you with the gospel? Did other students go along with you? How did this all come about? You want to just tell them that?
Right. Yeah. Going down there, I really didn't know what to expect. None of my high school friends. I didn't even really know anybody who went there going into it. And you know, to be quite honest, I was really fortunate at the orientation period, and then during the period before classes even started, I was very fortunate to make a couple real good friends who happened to come from a very similar church background that I did. And so that was real key right away, just knowing that you have another couple buddies whose heart is in the same place as you. And so we, you know, throughout the year, we'd gone to several different churches, and every church we went to was outstanding. And, you know, obviously at college, you know, unfortunately, there aren't a whole ton of people who make, actually there's never enough, but there aren't a ton of people who make going to church on Sunday or worshiping and that kind of thing a priority. But I was fortunate to get hooked in with some good buddies who did, and I'd say it was probably by God's will that I met those people, and it was basically through those relationships that I was able to get hooked in with people and then find churches and do it that way. So I was real blessed there.
Well, this is just fine. You know, we have not rehearsed this at all, those of you who are listening from Maine to Arizona and right here in the Midwest. This is off the cuff, and probably you're wondering why we didn't polish it up. I wanted this to be a conversation much like we have from time to time in our homes with nobody listening in. Tell me, if you would... you've both gone through Cedar Falls High School. And in spite of all of the things that are being said today about this terrible, terrible situation in our public schools, I have great faith in our public schools. I know that in our own community here, many of those people who are superintendents and principals and teachers committed to Christ, and some of our coaches are outstanding people. And who gets any closer to a young man or woman than the coach does, whether it be track or basketball or whatever it is? Tell me, if you will, how do you feel about the public school system, even though you can't open every day with prayer, and there are certain limitations as to what can be said in the classroom? How do you really feel about the school system that your community has provided for you, either one of you?
Well, just from my experience at Cedar Falls High School a few years back, I think anybody who says that there's a lot of problems in the public schools, anybody who says that it's a, you know, maybe some people say it's a not a friendly atmosphere for Christians, not welcoming or something like that. From my experience, I'd say those comments are pretty silly. I thought even if a teacher or another student wasn't a Christian, everybody was very respectful of everything. Heck, every Tuesday morning at Cedar Falls High School, they opened up the cafeteria for the local youth directors to come in and have a breakfast deal with a devotional talk and something like that with the students. The school opened that up. With sports on Wednesday nights, the night where a lot of church activities are going on, they shorten up athletic practices for that. Anybody who, you know, I don't know what things are like elsewhere, but from my experience, I'd say comments like that, there's a lot of trouble in the public schools, I'd say those are pretty silly.
Yeah, Mark really hit that one well. And a good thing about Cedar Falls is so many people here are Christians, and even if you aren't, everyone here has a lot of respect for each other. And like he said, our youth program's great, and our schools really respect that. And there's a ton of Christian kids in Cedar Falls, and so I think that the public school here is great.
Both of you have talked about the blessings that have come to you, first from your home and then here in this church. And we realize that this is a large congregation. It has nearly 5,000 members now. It has a huge facility with just about everything that, except for a swimming pool, that kids would need. Not all come from those backgrounds, as you have already intimated. Can you tell us a little bit about what our church is doing here? And I don't know, because I have not been a pastor of this church now for a long time, since 1996. What are you doing to reach out to other young people who don't know Christ as Savior? I know, Mark, that you said that on Caravan there were a couple who came to Christ, but on a daily basis, what is the evangelism program among our youth from youth who know the Savior?
Well, I, you know, I can't really speak as to what's going on around here anymore because I'm only here, you know, just for a couple, 3 months out of the year. But I know down at school, I have a couple good friends who are not believers, and I've tried to share with them before, and you know, they're very respectful, but probably not all that receptive. But that's one of those things that you just have to keep on praying about. The one thing I found, The one thing I found that's probably the toughest thing about living for Christ is, you know, coming up with the strength to share with non-believers. I'd say that's probably the single hardest thing. That's probably something that's gotten easier for me over the last couple years. It's just something that you have to pray about and stay faithful with, because the Lord calls each and every when you become a Christian, the Lord calls each and every one of us to share His good word with everybody. So that's definitely something that we all need to make an effort to do. So. Yeah, that's basically what I can say about that.
As for things around here in Cedar Falls, there's the Wednesday night youth programs, and a lot of Christian kids invite their non-Christian friends to go there, and that helps a lot because they always, in some way, present the gospel, which is what non-believers need to hear, and then inviting them to church on Sundays. But from day to day, a lot of it is just the way you act as a Christian, and the, like Mark said, the way you present your faith to them, because if you live the lifestyle that you're supposed to and act like a Christian and present your views to them, then they can see what it's like, and just keep trying to witness to them. And it is hard, but it's really important to bring non-believers to Christ.
Sarah, you've said presenting the gospel, letting them know the gospel through you. What do you mean? What goes through your mind when you talk about the gospel? Could you, and we're getting near the end now, could you define the gospel? If I should say to you, Sarah, and I am saying to you, Sarah, what is the gospel? What would you say?
The gospel is that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins and rose again so that we can live with Him in heaven someday. And we don't deserve it, but He took away all our sin. And if we ask for forgiveness and then live in a personal relationship with Him, we will live with Him in eternity.
Would you put your amen on that, Mark? You want to add anything to that?
Amen. Sarah hit that. I don't even really need to be here for that one.
Well, I can't tell you how thankful I am that you're here and that we have you as our grandchildren, and we see what Christ has done in your life, and we pray that He will continue to use you and you will be great people in the kingdom of God for the Savior as you seek to bring others to Him. You don't know what you're going to be ending up doing, but you know that whatever it is, it'll be to bring the message of Christ to this world of ours. So this is our program for today. Wasn't that a lot better than just another sermon that you have to listen to every Sunday? We thank you for listening to us. We'd like to hear from you on some of these things. And until next Sunday, may God bless you real good.
Lord, lift me in Holy Cross.
Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you that in every generation you raise up those who trust you as Savior and Lord and are willing to give their lives to let that message be known around the world. O Lord Jesus, be with our youth. We ask it in Christ's name and for his sake, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message comfort and guide you as you walk in fellowship with the Lord. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our ministry. Please consider a final gift to your favorite ministries as a part of your estate planning. We thank each of you for your gifts and prayers. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 69th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.